Our top story, Iranian Finance Minister Masoud Karbosyan has been impeached following a heated debate in Parliament. Karbosyan lost a confidence motion by 137 votes to 121 to become the second minister to be removed by lawmakers. In less than 3 weeks, he got the thumbs down after he failed to convince the legislators about his handling of Iran's troubled economy. His impeachment is another setback to the government of President Hassan Rouhani. Earlier this month, then Labor Minister Ali Rabi'i was toppled over economic issues. President Rouhani himself is set to appear in Parliament next week to answer MPs' questions. His government has criticized the move as being politically motivated. We're now joined by our correspondent, Qanbar Nadiri, who's with us here in our studio in Tehran to tell us more about what took place today at the parliament. Qanbar, another minister has gotten the axe. Tell us about today's session.
Well, Bardia, this is not surprising. Let's not forget the fact that the biggest asset for President Rouhani has always been and still is public trust. He always boasted about it. Guess what? That trust is now gone for good. The lawmakers, the general public are no longer willing to buy his promises as regards fixing the economy by any means possible. That's why they impeached his second minister today after the labor minister was gone about 2-3 weeks ago. Why? Because the representatives of people at the parliament have finally listened to their people, to their legislative councils. They are not happy. The jobs are not there. The economy is not working. The prices have gone up through the roof. Why? Because of mismanagement. There is no outside factor, Bardia. It's all comes down to the government and the way it has been trying to handle the economy for the past 6 years or so. And guess what? It finally came down to haunt the president himself and his cabinet. And he was under pressure from last year to do some kind of reshuffling within his administration. He refused to do that for so many different reasons. Now he has finally come to his senses and realized that the threat against his cabinet is real because nobody is satisfied with the way he is running the country, especially the economy. Bardia, I don't think this is the last person of his cabinet that is going to go. There will be more surprises in the coming weeks and months, and I don't know which another member is going to be the next victim of the mismanagement of the government, and we have to wait and see. We have to wait for that and see what's going to happen, Bardia.
And just quickly, President Rouhani, he's also set to appear in Parliament next week to answer MPs' questions. What are we anticipating to see then?
Well, Bardia, I don't think that the lawmakers are going to be kind on the president himself either, because as I said, they are under pressure from their communities, from the places that they have been representing them at the parliament. And as I said, there are no jobs, despite the fact that the government keeps giving us new statistics as regards the generation of new jobs in rural areas and communities or provincial cities and towns. That is not happening. It's only facts. It's only figures. It's only statistics. So the next target for the parliament will be the president himself. And I don't think this time the lawmakers are going to listen to him so easily and let him get away with it. There will be a lot of pressure on the part of the president himself to prove to the lawmakers that he is still fit for the job and he can still manage the country. So far, he hasn't been able to do that. Why? Because he has refused to listen to the people's concerns. He has refused to the guild-related protests across the cities and towns. He has refused to listen to the concerns of the lawmakers, even at sometimes the leadership, because now the main point for the government, for the president himself, is the economy. He is supposed to fix the economy without coming up with any other excuses, especially outside pressures. So far, Bardia, he has failed to do just that. And that's not too much to ask from a president that promised to fix the economy, that promised to create new jobs, that promised to open the Iranian economy to the outside world. And he has, unfortunately, on all these fronts, he has failed miserably, Bardia.
Thank you very much, Qanbar. Press TV's Qanbar Nadiri joining us in our studios here in Tehran.